my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. We heard today about a remarkable truth about the mind, that it has a lower and higher part. And it seems remarkable to us because normally we're in a very natural state where we have our train of thought like a line moving along from one idea to the next. But if we are invited to pause just for a moment and think about thinking. Pause and look down and see if you can see yourself thinking. You can think about the fact that you're thinking about what I'm saying. You can reflect on your own thoughts. A beautiful and important truth. Because without it, we would be like animals, moving from one thing to the next, easily distracted, easily manipulated, easily fooled. And we can be easily manipulated, distracted, and fooled if we retain merely natural thoughts and don't pause to reflect. In its purely spiritual sense, the word does not contain anything derived from an idea of time or from an idea of space. Let's keep that in mind as we return to the end of the book of Revelation. When it says, "The time is near. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he who is just, let him be justified still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still." You could interpret this horribly wrong. And that is that maybe in the year 100 AD, Christians who were holy should be holy, and those who were filthy should just give up, because they will remain filthy still, because the apocalypse is coming any day. And some people at that time did think of it that way. And they waited, and they waited, and nothing happened. And quickly, they had to reinterpret. Mankind has been trying to reinterpret the book of Revelation for centuries and continues to do so today and continues to make the folly of trying to interpret it naturally. And the writings teach us clearly that it cannot be interpreted naturally. You need to look down on your thoughts to see what this is really talking about. But it is there in the letter. For the time is near. And then what does the angel talk about? It talks about states. Unjust, just, filthy, and holy. It's about states of being. The time is coming near. And no man can predict when it comes. You may die. The time is coming. And when you die, you will remain as you are. The unjust will be unjust, and the holy will be holy. So make yourselves holy. The Lord comes quickly, and he says, "My reward is with me, to render to each according as his work shall be." So as our works will be, we will be judged. If we love a lie, we will not be admitted into the kingdom. There's no darkness there. So if we love a lie, why would we want to go there? Evil has no interest in going to heaven. So don't love evil. We talked with the children about how the Lord is coming quickly. And what that means in a spiritual sense is that the Lord is coming with certainty. He is absolutely going to make his church known in the world, but also in your life. But only if you let him. The Holy Supper has two elements, the bread and the wine. And the Lord loves us with wisdom. The Lord wants nothing more than to make you happy, to bring you to heaven. And that is why the Lord is coming quickly. He is knocking on the door. He is coming with certainty. He absolutely loves you. But we must say, even so, come, Lord. The first part is the Lord telling us about his love, the bread. But his love is guided by the sacrifice of his life, the blood of the new covenant. The first big truth, the first law of divine providence. You must be free. Which is why the Lord was willing to die on the cross. Which is why, even if you are baptized, you're not saved. You must be willing to say to the Lord, come, enter into my life. Time and time again. Which is why the Lord invites us to the Holy Supper. It's a recognition of a new covenant, of a new second coming of the Lord into our lives. He's already been born, and he has already died for our sins. And now he comes again. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to render to each according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, outside of time. Happy are they who do his commandments. Amen. Now to the one God of heaven, earth.